Welcome to the Free Lawyer Podcast. I'm your host, Gary Miles. The Free Lawyer Podcast is designed for the lawyer, entrepreneur, or professional who is in some way unfulfilled, stressed, or stuck, and is looking for something better. We will discuss various blocks that limit us from achieving the personal freedom that we all desire, but have not yet fully experienced. And we will give actionable steps to free yourself from them. Are you looking to achieve a new level of success? If so, this podcast is for you. Before we get started with our message today, I'm really excited to let you know I've now released my first book, Breaking Free, A Guide to Achieving Personal and Professional Freedom as a Lawyer. I'm dedicated to helping you find the success and freedom from stress and burnout in your practice. Breaking Free gives you the tools and actionable steps that allow you success and fulfillment in ways you never thought possible. You will see how to overcome the stress and overwhelm you feel and to achieve a life of freedom, joy, and success. I will leave a link in the show notes where you can purchase it. I hope you enjoy reading Breaking Free as much as I have enjoyed writing it. Now to the rest of our episode. Hey everybody, thank you for joining us today. I'm so happy you're here. And I say this often, but I want to let you know how much I appreciate you listening to The Free Lawyer. It's my effort to get information out that will help and support you. It's gotten such great reception. I love that you listen to it. If you haven't started following it yet, I might suggest you click the follow button. So episodes like today are waiting for you when you get up. And if you would be open to writing a rating and review, I really, really would appreciate that. Today's going to be a simply dynamite episode. I'm having one of my favorite friends from LinkedIn on here, Brittany Leonard. You probably all know her. She's just amazing. She's a general counsel with Civics. But more than that, and she has a lot of experiences she shares as general counsel, she has a servant's heart. She helps to share everything she's learned in her years of practicing law with you so that you don't have to go through what she went through and you can learn from her experiences. Brittany, I really appreciate you. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Awesome. Awesome. Good. You know, Brittany, you've had a really successful career as a general counsel and a business advisor. What are some of the key moments or experiences that have shaped who you are today?
I think it's really looking into what drove me to be a lawyer, because, you know, we've spoken before, I was very miserable in the field. And I was like, is this it? Like, is this what I worked so hard for? Because I want out and I want out quickly. And it was kind of taking a step back to say, why did I do this in the first place? Like, why did I get into this? And when I was able to do that and look at what I wanted out of this career, that's when everything kind of changed.
What do you want out of your career as a lawyer?
Being happy. You know, I don't think that you should come into this profession and expect to work 90 hours a week, never see your family, miss birthdays, miss family events. I don't think that's the life that anybody drives and goes to school and spends all this money for. And being able to say, you know what, these are my skill sets, this is what I'm good at, where am I going to be valued at? I think that's so crucial to really align yourself with what's going to make you happy in the long run.
Alignment is so important. And I think what happens sometimes is lawyers come out of school, they may have some debt, they take the highest paying, most prestigious job they can find, and they're there for 2 years, and they're so excited to be starting there, everybody's congratulating them, and then they're miserable. They're miserable.
Absolutely.
And I think a lot of it comes with they haven't really figured out what's important to them. How much Correct. Money do I have to make? How many hours do I want to work? What kind of work do I want to do? Where do I want to do it? All those sorts of important questions.
And I think you're living your life.
Go on.
You're living your life for somebody else. And that somebody else is society, because you were told to do it this way. You were told to become an associate. You were told to become a partner. And then you get there and you're like, this is it. Like, this isn't fun.
It's a matter of working hard, making money and paying bills and feeling empty, you know?
Yep.
Tell me about what you do. What do you find fulfilling about your life as a lawyer today?
What I find fulfilling is being a business person first. You and I have many discussions about this. And as much as I love having a law degree and it's nice to have, being able to really dive in with the company and say, hey, where are we at now? Where do we want to go? Having those, important business meetings, looking at the future, looking at revenue, that's what I love. And that's what drove me to go in-house, because I love doing the legal work and I love reviewing contracts. I love, negotiating. Those are the things I loved. I did not love the billable hours. I did not love doc review. I did not love the grunt work, if you can, I wanted to be valued and I wanted to be supported. And where I was, it wasn't happening. So I took a look at what I wanted out of my career and out of my life. And it wasn't sitting in an office for 20 years doing doc review, hoping to maybe one day become a partner.
Being valued and supported is so important. Being appreciated for who you are and what you do, isn't it?
Correct.
You know, one thing I've seen lawyers struggle with a lot is self-doubt. And I don't know if you've seen that. I don't know if it's ever an issue for you. It's actually an issue for me. Well into my career. What strategies do you think are helpful for lawyers today who are struggling with self-doubt?
So from someone who had very, very low confidence for many years of her career, if I look back at what I did, I was able to say, okay, you are miserable. What is going to make you happy? And so I started talking. I didn't like networking events. They made me feel very anxious. I would stand in a room and I'm like, what am I supposed to do? Pass out 100 business cards, hoping someone would, call me or like remember our chat about the cheese plate that we had. Like, I didn't like that, So I was like, what can I do? And that's when I kind of, obviously, my story, I got into LinkedIn and I started just commenting on things that resonated with me, that made me excited, that made me happy to talk about, that helped me see the legal field in a different way. And when I was able to kind of get out of my shell, I was able to say, okay, like, there are people out there. There may not be people locally that feel my way or at least want to talk about it, but there are people that do want to share their opinions, that do want to share how they're feeling in a genuine and authentic way. But confidence, I mean, I think we all struggle with that. And I still do to this day, but it's understanding that the more you work to be confident, the more that you are in a state of discomfort and the more you're able to get out of that and learn from that, the easier the confidence comes. And when the fear starts to set in, it's easier to get out of it because you've experienced it before. That was a long way to say that, but.
No, you said it very well. I think a lot of it has to do with courage. Courage to overcome our self-doubt. And, here you are struggling with self-doubt and you start posting authentic things on LinkedIn. You became very open and very vulnerable. And that took some courage to do. And then through that, your self-confidence grew. And one of the things I love about what you do on LinkedIn is how authentic you are. And one of the things I think can be very difficult for lawyers is to be truly authentic. If you work at a law firm and you're struggling and you're scared, it's hard to be authentic about that in the law firm because you don't want to be judged. What do you think? How do you think lawyers can work on really embracing authenticity and growing in that arena? Like you're so authentic, you're genuine. You just say what you think. And
are you talking about my spicy post today, Gary?
I did not see your crazy post today, but I will check it out.
Okay. So for me, discomfort is temporary, growth is permanent.
Wow. And that's a great saying. Say that again.
Discomfort is temporary, growth is permanent. Don't compare your chapter one to somebody's chapter five. It'll never make you happy to chase somebody else's dreams. And when I look at what helps, you have to really think about what makes you want to grow, what makes you excited for your day. And if you understand that and you understand your struggles, even if it takes you writing it out and seeing, okay, this is where I'm at, this is where I want to be, and figuring out how to get from A to B.
There's so many brilliant things there. Discomfort is temporary. And many of us are afraid to be uncomfortable. Doing what's comfortable is easy. We've done it 1,000 times. We know how to do it. We're good at it and we can keep doing it, but it's boring. And we don't grow when we're comfortable. But doing something that makes us uncomfortable, for me, it was this podcast about 2 years ago, I was uncomfortable in doing.
And then you're doing amazing at it.
Thank you. And then last year I was writing my book. I was really scared about that. And I did that. And then it was very freeing. And now I'm ready to write my, all right, planning my second book and my third book, because it's not that hard. You know, so when we, growth is permanent. When you take those chances to try something new that challenges you, that's how you grow. And, and that's what helps with our self-confidence. Taking the courage to try something you're a little bit afraid of will really help you, help us to grow. Resilience.
Even not even legal at the gym. I've been going to the gym a lot lately. I've been trying to go like every day, walking, what have you. And on there's those bouncy balls, right? That you get on the gym. And when I first got on them, I would try to stand on them till it was good for your core, that sort of thing. I couldn't do it. I would fall off. I'd have to hold on the handlebar, hold on to a friend, whatever I needed to do. I could not do it. Now, a month and a half later, I stand on that thing. I lift one leg up. Like it is, it's like the most encouraging thing. And it's so simple to say a ball, you know, whatever, but it was so difficult at first, but I didn't give up and I was consistent. And now it's like, I don't know, it comes second nature and I love it. So
consistent effort, challenging yourself is how we grow.
Yep.
And resilience is another big trait that I know you've talked about, because I was a trial lawyer and I won more than I lost, but I lost some cases. You lose motion hearings. I'm a big Ravens fan. You're a big Dolphins fan. We win some and lose some.
Don't talk about that crazy course, season.
But you win some and lose some. And,
yeah,
and,
it's true.
And both teams are trying. Both have good coaches. They're putting it all out on the field and things happen. Despite our best efforts, sometimes things don't go our way. What do you think is the key for us to develop resilience in our careers?
Going, there's something you said kind of similar to this a few minutes ago, and being resilient really depends on the environment that you surround yourself with. If you're not in a healthy environment, no matter how resilient you are, you're going to be in this never ending, what you said earlier, this never ending cycle, and you're not going to be able to grow because you're constantly going to be told no. You're constantly going to be told, you know, stay in your lane. This isn't your place. You know, this isn't the business for you. And if that's the cycle that you're in, you know, no matter what you do, you have to learn how to say, you know what? I'm better than this. I can do better than this. Let me figure out how to align myself to get out of here.
That's true. If you're in an unhealthy, toxic environment where you're not supported and encouraged and not given some independence and autonomy, it's hard to be resilient.
Yeah. I mean, I know the struggle. People will say, oh, it's easy to say just to get out of it. I get it. Like we were talking earlier, you know, when you make a certain amount of money, especially coming out, you don't want to give that up. But what I tell people is have a safety net, start saving little by little, whether it's 3 months, 6 months, have that safety net. So if you have to, you have money saved up to keep you afloat while you're looking for something that you really want to do. And put you in a healthy environment, because the worst thing you can do for yourself is get so burnt out that you're physically ill or you're in the hospital, you know?
I know. I talk to a lot of lawyers and a lot of them feel that way. They feel so unhealthy and unhappy and stressed. And it's something we really need to look at in our profession, how to create an environment that is more wholesome. And I think a lot of it comes down to leadership in some law firms and some companies. Those who become the leaders are not necessarily the ones who are skilled at being good leaders. They might have won the biggest case or brought in the most clients.
Yep.
But I know you lead a team in your company. Yep. What do you think makes you such a good leader, Brittany?
You know what? I think it's really respecting people and their efforts and giving that autonomy. I always say, like, I'm the CEO of the legal department. Like, give me the flexibility to do what I need to do and we're golden. And I try to do that with who I give leadership to. I'm like, you know what? I already know you know how to do the job because I can see that on your resume. You do what you need to do. And if you need my help, I'm here for you. And I think that is something that people not only respect, but they admire when they are seen as someone that is valuable and creates value for others.
I know you post some amazing things on LinkedIn.
Thank you.
And a lot of it is about how lawyers can find happiness and satisfaction in their career. What do you think are some of the keys for a lawyer to really find fulfillment and happiness in their career?
Looking at what makes you happy. So for me, it was helping businesses. It was having those meetings. It was being a part of something, not just thrown grunt work and say, get this done. So what makes you happy? Does talking to others make you happy? Does sitting in a room by yourself and just churning out contracts? I had a great friend of mine who was very high up in-house and was just like, you know what? This isn't for me. I don't enjoy it. So she loves negotiating contracts. Like that is her thing. And she knew that. So she went and took a role where she's solely negotiating contracts and she's happy because that's what she enjoys doing. And it's okay to say, you know what? I'm not happy. I'm struggling. And I know internally you're going to say, oh, you know, I don't want to leave this job. I don't want my family to think I'm a quitter. You know, I work this hard. Society says to do this, blah, blah, blah. But when you can be honest with yourself and say, I need to get out for me because I want to do something else that makes me happy. You're going to thrive even higher if you're in a place of happiness because you enjoy doing it and you're going to want to work harder and you're going to do more things and have more opportunities because you're happy with where you're at.
And when you're happy, you have so much more energy, so much more motivation, so much more drive because you're having fun doing whatever it is. So for those of you who are listening today, think about that. Are you happy with what you're doing now? What is the skill, the function, the activity that really fires you up, that brings you joy? And if you're struggling with figuring that out, finding someone to talk to about is really important. I know I coach my clients about how to find that, how to find their right niche. Brittany has found it with what she does and she loves it. And she didn't love what she did before. And that's not an easy change to make, but it was worth it, wasn't it?
Yeah, and I think we may have said this at one point, but you know, when I was ready to leave the law, I took a non-legal role. I went into a marketing role, and the CEO of that company said, "Hey, we have in-house counsel. Would you mind helping them?" And I kind of chuckled and said, "Probably not, but we'll see." And I ended up because I had so much divert. That's another thing I can say. If you're in a law firm and you're struggling, and you know you don't want to be there forever, get a lot of experience in different areas and take on projects in new areas that you haven't done so that if you do want to go in-house or even legal ops or something different, you have a diverse set of experience that you can use for other things. Because I had so much different practice areas behind my belt, even though I went into that business role, I ended up in the legal department again in-house because I was the one that had the IP experience, the data privacy experience when the others didn't. So being able to be well-versed is key if you want to do something different in the long run.
Great, great tips. One of the things I find is very important for lawyers is communication. And you think we're all good communicators because we know how to talk and persuade. But I found some of us aren't very good at communication because all we do is talk and argue.
That's
And
true.
you run a team and you interact with others above you at your company, I suspect. What do you think is the key to good communication for lawyers?
I was just saying this to someone yesterday. Understanding the person that you want to communicate with, it's not about you, it's about them. And understanding their style, understanding what they like, understanding how they want to interact with you, and actually making the effort, not saying, oh, they're not, you know, they don't want to talk to me, so I'm just going to ignore them. Say, hey, do you have, you know, 15 minutes on your calendar so we can have a chat? And you know, some of the chat doesn't even have to be about work. Just say, you know, how's your day going? How's life going? How's it treating you? And being that human and having that human to human connection. I mean, I think I've shared this with you. I've had one executive who wanted nothing to do with me. It was like, legal is a stopping block. I don't want to deal with it, blah, blah, blah. Said, just give me 10 minutes a week of your time. Let me help you. You can sit on the phone and we can review your things together. And over time, he realized I was protecting his assets better. It helped him sell the company that he wanted to sell at a higher rate because he protected his assets better. And at the end of the day, it got to the point where he would just send me stuff. He goes, I know you know what you're doing. I know you know what to do. Just get it done and let me know when it's done. and take your time. So
that is so true. Communication is about listening and understanding. And I think too many times, particularly in litigation, which I've done, it's all about talking. It's not about listening and understanding. And even in that environment, I've found if I'm listening to the other attorney, I learn so much. Every time he talks, I learn something. And
absolutely,
we should kind of put our talking hat on the back seat, our problem solving hat, and put on a listening hat. My wife comes home from work and she's a director of nursing. It's very, 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 very stressful.
Yeah.
And she comes home and she wants to vent about her day and the stress that she went through. And darn it, I struggle all the time because I'll start giving her advice. Well, you handled this. And I could see in her face, she's annoyed, and she should be, because what she wants me to do is listen to her. So it's a skill I'm still working on today, because you can learn at any stage in your life. You know, so many lawyers, and I'm sure there's some listening to you today, Brittany, and you post some amazing things on LinkedIn. So many lawyers are struggling with being unhappy, being stressed, and they may be in their car going to their office today, hearing you talk, feeling like, I don't like this. I'm overwhelmed. You know, what's going on here? What would be some suggestions you have for that lawyer who hears you today?
Find your tribe. And it's funny when I say it, find your people, right? Find people, whether it's in an organization. And I know with a lot of us being remote, it's like, oh, I don't want to do another thing, you know, outside of the office. And I get that completely. If, you know my story, I built everything online. I did not feel comfortable at networking events. Now I love them, but back then I did not, because I didn't understand them. It felt very invasive. It felt very isolating. And so I built everything online. So if it takes you going to a webinar through an organization online, doing a Zoom event, right? Commenting, looking on LinkedIn and seeing what's out there, seeing something that resonates with you. If you love data privacy, and find somebody on LinkedIn who talks about data privacy, add to that conversation. Instead of just saying, oh, I love this in a comment, be like, oh, I've seen it this way. I've done it this way. What do you think about this? And actually finding your tribe of people is what's going to make you happy. And then as you build that, it may not happen on day one, but as you build that over time, your happiness will grow, because you'll get more confident in your career. You'll be more confident in what you do for your job. And then your personal life will be happier, because you're like, oh, I can actually connect with people. I just do it a different way.
Mm-hmm. Brittany, I know you, besides being general counsel at Civics, you have some other endeavors you do too to help and support lawyers. Mm-hmm. Share with the audience some of the things you're doing.
So because of building up my LinkedIn, I went ahead and opened Brittany Leonard Consulting, where I help others in companies and firms build out who they want. So whether that's building out your business, whether that's building your book of business through building your brand, that's building up your confidence in who you are and what you want to be in your mindset to overcome the struggles of different career phases, I should say. And it has been one of the most rewarding things, because I was on, it's funny how I say this, I was at a level and then I was like, how can I make this level bigger? How can I help more people in a bigger capacity? So I've helped in-house legal teams become, I've done work with them in talks on how to be a better business partner. I have helped individuals how to feel more confident as a GC. So it just really depends on who it is and what they're struggling with. Firms love to understand what it's like to be on the forefront of how to network with people, because firms always need clients. So they're like, how do I get in touch? Like, how do I humanize the connection with others so they don't see me just as a lawyer, but they remember me when they need something and they're struggling with something in their business?
I know some of the things you help your clients with through your consulting business is mindset and confidence.
Absolutely.
How do you help your clients to, well, first off, why is that important? And secondly, how do you help them to grow their confidence and have a positive mindset?
One, for your first question, it's important, because without confidence and a great mindset, you're going to obviously always feel trapped. You're always going to feel like you're struggling in your career. And how can I help them? I was there. I hated my career. I would cry every day in my car driving to work. I would sit in the parking garage, basically, you know, sitting there crying to my family saying, I don't want to go in here. It's miserable. I don't feel valued. I don't feel supported. I need to get out of here. So I know the struggles. I know them intimately. And I know what it's like to go from literally rock bottom of your career to someone who's never thought the opportunities that I've had. I was just checking analytics the other day on LinkedIn. 7 million annual views last year for me. Like,
That's
if
amazing.
you would have told me that 3 years ago, I would have been like, no way, that would never happen for somebody like me. And the fact that it's happened and I've had all these opportunities that I would have never imagined, oh, I'm eternally grateful.
And I think there's an important message there for everyone who hears you today, because it was not many years ago when you were at rock bottom and you challenged yourself. You took on some new, you were willing to break out of your shell, to be uncomfortable, to grow. And when you did that, your self-confidence grew from taking on challenges and succeeding. And for all those who are struggling out there today, let Brittany's story be a message to you of how you can challenge yourself and build your confidence, build your mindset, and find something you do that is really fulfilling.
Absolutely. A lot of times, and you see this, Gary, people will say, oh, it probably came easy for them. They got lucky. Or, they're there now. They have X number of people following them. And it's not about the follows. It's about how you help people. And people like to glamorize what they see because they don't know the struggle that it took to get there.
Well, that's the comparison trap that you mentioned earlier, comparing someone's chapter one with someone else's chapter five. Someone could look at you now on LinkedIn and think, wow, I could never be a Brittany Leonard. Look how many views she gets, or look how she's, as a relatively young lawyer, doing consulting work. But they don't know the struggles you went through. And they're comparing where they are in their journey to someone who's further along. I always think the key to comparison is not to compare myself to other people, but to compare myself to me. Where was I a
Absolutely.
year
Love
ago?
that.
How have I grown and changed? What do I still need to improve? Where do I want to be next year? And if I'm going to compare myself to someone, I may say, well, what does Brittany Leonard do so well on LinkedIn that has people gravitate to her? Well, it's the authenticity, it's the openness, it's the candor. That's a skill that I could try to learn myself. But comparing someone's tremendous success when we haven't started that journey yet is just deflating, and it doesn't serve any purpose.
Well, you said it perfectly, Gary. I actually posted 2 days ago, I think on Monday, about how I was struggling because even though I'm here now, I'm like, what's that next level? And I would, a couple years ago, I would have never thought I would say, I've had all these opportunities, I've done all this. Now, what's that next level I can get to? And that struggle can be for anybody. That can struggle can be from someone who's just starting out. Or someone who's been in it for a long time and thinking, what's that next thing? Like, what's that next achievement that I'm looking? And it's not about, oh, I have to do this because society says it's, I genuinely am happy and enjoy what I do. How can I do it on a bigger scale?
I think that's so important. For those of you who are listening, find what makes you happy and go after it. Don't let yourself feel so stuck, because there are people out there who will help you. There are always answers, there are always solutions. And Brittany and I love helping and supporting other lawyers to find careers because we find it fulfilling. And trust me, I share a lot on this podcast about my struggles, struggles through alcoholism when I was practicing law earlier in my career. That was, a huge challenge. So we all have challenges, but don't compare yourself to other people. Compare yourself to yourself and really try to figure out what your values are, where you want to be.
In that post the other day, someone left a comment and I actually did what he said. And I can't remember his name, but he said, write down why are my wheels spinning? Because I was like, I feel like my wheels are spinning. He goes, write that down and then sit in a quiet space and just write how you're feeling. Write where you've been, write where you're at, and write where you want to go. And literally, I did that and I feel so refreshed. I'm like, I know what I want. I know what I want to do. Now I just have to figure out how to get there.
Well, that comes from self-awareness and mindfulness. So many times I talk to lawyers who don't have the time to hop on a call, don't have the time to talk about things. They're working so hard, they're never really examining themselves, examining their values, aren't really self-aware. But that was such a great suggestion to you. So you took a break from your busy life and said, where am I? What do I want to do? Where do I want to be? They're really important questions. And you may not have the answer when you sit down and write the questions down because it's something that requires reflection. But
Yep.
self-awareness can be really, really important.
And I think it's key to add to that, Gary. Self-awareness is for anybody, not just you can be, starting out as a professional, or you could be 10 years into your career. It's going to change over time. Your journey is going to change. But having that talk with yourself and being self-aware happens to everybody and anybody. So don't feel like, oh, it's just me because, I'm new or I don't understand things. No, everybody deals with that struggle.
Brittany, as we get ready to close this episode, for the lawyers out there, if you could convey just a couple important thoughts to them to help them motivate and encourage them, what would that be?
If you are happy, great. Continue to do that to make your life and your profession happier as you go through that journey. If you're not, and if you're struggling, figure out why you're struggling and don't let it continue for the next 2, 5, 10 years because it's just going to snowball and you don't want that. Talk to somebody, seek friends, seek connection, seek somebody that enjoys your field of work and see how you can get out of it to make your life and your journey happy. Because I promise you, I was there. I felt the same. I would cry every day. And the moment I sat there and said, I can't do this any longer for the next 20 years, how do I get around this? How do I get out of it? That's the key, is doing the work and taking action on that work. It's tough. It's not easy, but it works.
Brittany, I call this episode, this podcast, The Free Lawyer, because it's all about how we can create personal freedom in our life, as you have done in yours. What
I love
does true
that.
personal freedom mean to you?
It means the ability to do what I need to get done on my terms, not being micromanaged, not being hounded, looking at me and saying, you know what? She knows what she's talking about. She knows what to do. She gets it done. And being valued and supported in that way, that means the world to me. Knowing that I am looked at as someone that's an asset that can get things done versus someone that needs to be micromanaged or controlled. Because if you're controlled or micromanaged, 9 times out of 10, it has nothing to do with you and everything to do with the internal struggle of that person micromanaging you.
Very good. Brittany, that's wonderful. Thank you so much for your amazing insights today. You know how much I appreciate you very, very much.
Oh, I love chatting with you, Gary.
Brittany, for those who like to get in touch with you, what's the best way for them to find you and maybe learn more about your consulting business?
Yeah, so we'll put it in the show notes, but Brittany Leonard on LinkedIn, BrittanyLeonardConsulting.com is the website, and then Legally Brittany on Instagram.
Very good. Brittany, thank you so much for being with me today. I appreciate you. And thank you all for listening. And as always, please be well, be safe, and be free. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of the Free Lawyer Podcast. Wherever you are listening, if you enjoyed what I shared, please leave me a rating and review. I would appreciate hearing more about what you like best and what topics you might like me to cover in future episodes. If you are interested in experiencing a more fulfilling and a more successful life, please contact me at www.garymiles.net, where you can schedule a free discovery call with me so I can learn more about you, your challenges, and your dreams. I appreciate each and every one of you and have a great rest of your day. Thanks to all of you for your support.